it's one thing to start, but now we need to continue.
There is always a starting point. And it didn't say that all of those who are teaching godliness will suffer persecution. It's all of those who are living. It's the idea, godliness ought to characterize my life. Do they look at me and say, you know, he is a godly young man. He's a godly young sister. Do we want to be described this way? Or we want to be described that he's a smart young man. She's a nice looking young sister. Could have that too. But our demeanor, the way when you talk about somebody, do you know this person? Oh yeah, he's a godly young man. Do we have that? How do I learn to be godly? It is in Christ Jesus. Again, that's another one, in Christ Jesus. He is our example of a person that live in a world and everything. See, Christ is everything. We need an example because Christianity is not theoretical. It is not something that you read. It's not a theory. It's a lifestyle that it style itself after the Lord Jesus. That's what Paul did. That's what Timothy did. They are looking, and the Apostle Paul is always directing the eyes to the Lord Jesus. He said, look at the Lord Jesus. You want to live a godly life. Because that will speak more and more to everybody around you than all of the preaching that you could preach. You need to live a godly life. You know what? I'm not going to say only at school. How about at home? Do my younger brothers and sisters see my life as a godly life? They imitate me. They look at me when I'm at home. Do they look at me and they said, oh yeah, you know what? I want, because you don't see it, but they do. Your godly life at home. What do your parents see at home? Do they say, you know, I'm really happy for my son, for my daughter. They are godly. They read the word of God. They are interested in going to meeting. They only stay with believers. That is the characteristic of a God. It is a very simple thing. It's a life. Life expresses itself in relationship, in breathing, in eating, in behaving, in conducting, in doing things. It ought to be characterized by godliness. But he said now, so the first safeguard, we have safeguards here because we are walking in a jungle. In that jungle that we read about from verse 1 to verse whatever, verse 9. This is a jungle here. And you're walking in that jungle and you have resources. The first thing you have, the doctrine of Paul. We heard that already. You have a map. You have a doctrine, otherwise you'll get lost. You get swayed in the wrong way. The second thing is your life. That's another safeguard that will protect you. And that's why, do me a favor. When you start school next year, Lord willing, make sure everybody knows that you are a Christian. Just get it out. If you are at work, you're starting a new job, or if you are, just say, I'm a Christian. They're going to stop asking you to go places with them or to do things with them, and it's going to stop you from acting foolishly. Say you are a Christian from the get-go. Make sure everybody knows. Not in a boastful way, but you are a Christian. My name is, and I'm a Christian. Can you do that when somebody introduce yourself to somebody? Just say that. It will help you. My name is, and I'm a Christian. And continue thou, because there is a danger that we might start after Grove City now. We've been sitting for a week, listening to wonderful thing, wholesome atmosphere, Bible studies, fellowship with believers. Everything is wonderful. But you're going to leave tomorrow, Lord willing. Continue thou. Just the same way. Continue thou in what you have heard, learned. But remember, who did you learn it from?
View a personal example that I passed through just 2 years ago. I shared it with a young brother yesterday. Many of you know that for a living, I sell. And in Lexington, Kentucky, at a large coal show, I met a woman with an assistant walking through blocks and blocks of material, machines, and they walked up in front of our booth. And I walked out and greeted them, and I was able to introduce them to one of my customers that I've dealt with for 30 years. About halfway there, the lady turned to me and she said, "Mr. Berry, I think we would like to talk to you about selling for us. What do you say?" I says, "Well, I'm going to tell you something. I am a Christian doing business in a non-Christian world based on Christian principles. Are you interested in that? If you are, we can work together. I've sold for her for 2 years. It's been a good relationship. You know what I found out? She's a Christian too. She was a Christian too, and she had come down there where there were thousands of people and said, 'Lord, lead me to the person that we're looking for here.'" So you see, as Emil is saying, you don't wait. You come right out front. The little song that we used to sing in Sunday school, "I sought a flag to follow, a cause for which to stand." You have one. And we stand for him from day one. Otherwise, we get into so many problems. "Why are you doing this? Well, that's strange. You're weird. What's wrong with you?" "No, I'm not weird. I told you right from the beginning. I belong to Christ." And we take that stand, and God honors it, you see.
I find sometimes that a lot of time we complain a lot, like, by saying, "Oh, well, God doesn't provide me with Christian friends at work or at school." And it's hard to live a godly life when you're surrounded by non-believers. But like you were saying, if we're open and we become a Christian, perhaps there are other Christians who are as well too shy to say that they're Christians. If we reach out and we make the connection by saying we're Christian, we can find a lot more Christians based on that common foundation that we're both saved. And it's like, we can complain all we want that God doesn't provide Christian friends, but unless we willingly go out and state I'm a Christian and allow the Christian friends to feel comfortable coming to you and showing them through your life that you're a Christian and not just claiming it, then you can. It's really hard to live through all this, any situation, no matter where you are, school or work.